Hello, After Buzzers, and you guys are watching The Challenge. We've got a special, special night for you. We have not one, but two guests. So tune in now to see who they are.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Dario's choice, so show us the dance moves.
No dance moves.
No
dance moves. I can say the words.
Do it. Go.
Turn it up. What the is that sound? A boogie with a hoodie. And all my East Coast people, if you don't know about A Boogie, you're doing something wrong. DM me. I'll send you his whole album.
Blowing up, you said. He's on the rise.
There you go. Well, welcome, everybody. You guys are in for a special treat because we've got Ashley and Dario in the studio tonight. You, hello and welcome. And you guys can find me on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at @PaulinaMAguilar. And Jenna, where can they find you?
Hey guys, it's Jenna, and you can find me on Twitter at @Jenna_Bussier.
And guys, where can they find you on social media?
Twitter is Ashley Marie MTB, and then on Instagram, it's just my name, Ashley Marie Kelsey.
Dario.
Dario.Madrano. Instagram. I don't tweet, so don't hit me on Twitter. I'll hit you back.
There you go. Now we're going to talk about tonight's episode, season 29, episode 6, The Mile High Club. Now, we saw a lot of couples tonight. Now, the fans have not seen you on TV. Saw a little bit of flirting last week. But if you don't know, now you know. They are a couple. So,
where's the ring, guys? Let me see.
Dario's got one.
Oh,
Dario's
didn't get me
ring
one
on.
Yet.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Well, you missed
it's in the mail.
This is from Topman.
Before we went live, you guys should know that Dario was talking about babies. So they are officially a couple and serious, and they are the cutest couple ever. So
when do the fans get to start seeing you? Kind of.
We kind of thought this week it was going to happen, but you can't predict how they're going to edit. So we think next week.
So by this time, we saw some flirting. By this time, did it just progress even more? Are you guys official, or did
we weren't official there? Okay. No. But once we started hanging out, we hung out the entire time we're there. So
yeah, because I'm trying to figure out. We're seeing so many couples tonight.
I know.
Everybody. I'm like, how are Dario and Ashley? How are you not seeing this romance blossom yet? Like, what was happening behind the scenes that none of us even got a little tidbit of?
It depends, because the way they edit the show, things happen later, and they put
before
it first. You know,
yeah.
So the timeline's like, there is no timeline.
Okay.
But for us, I think it was like a snowball, and we were, at least I was, very cautious whenever the cameras came around. Like, I went from this to this, you know? And it was, it's weird, because this goes back to my, the first time I ever did TV, or was ever on a show, and I was that guy that was like, I'll hook up with everyone. Like, I'll be a model. I don't care about the camera. I'll sleep with her in front of everyone. But when the camera comes around, like, I'm very shy in a way. So for a while,
definitely
a big change.
No, you don't say.
You're not shy.
No, I am not shy. But
it was kind of opposite.
Was I not
normally
that way?
I'm super reserved, and not that I wasn't
that,
with
yeah.
him, but I was like, babe, who cares about the camera? Like,
yeah,
it's
she
there.
Wasn't calling me babe then, but
yeah, but I was like, it's there. Like, deal with it. And I'm normally the one that was like timid
but
about it. So
you can vouch for me that I was doing that, where I was like this.
Yeah,
and then they would come around.
Annoying,
I was like,
actually,
or I would kiss you, and then I would stop.
So was it that you didn't want people at home to see, or you just didn't want your personal life on camera? Like, what was really kind of holding you back from letting the cameras capture you guys?
They do capture us.
We just haven't seen it yet.
You will see more than you have, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we don't know what, so we don't want to tell everybody and kind
of
spoil
course.
It.
Let's not spoil it.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't let me sleep with her. If you got all of everyone.
As you should.
Amazing. Yeah.
Props to
That's
you.
That's nothing
actually.
New.
No, yeah, exactly. We haven't seen that part.
I didn't try either.
Good.
Just kidding.
I think you told me you had blue
I didn't
balls
try either.
Multiple times.
Oh, there it is. That's definitely something that probably not going to see
no
on
comment.
TV.
No comment.
Well, we're going to stay on this couple train a little bit, because the fans know that you did date Zach, and we did talk a little bit about this. We saw Jenna and how Zach had left her, and how
Thrilled.
He had left Donna. Was that, did you experience the same thing? I mean, you
Well, I was a little different, I think, because I broke up with him.
Okay.
And so in their situations, it was opposite, and obviously you handle that a little differently.
Right.
But going into my first challenge, I didn't know what to expect with him, and it was not that it was difficult. It just wasn't that fun for me. I was very guarded, you know, hadn't seen him in a long time, so my experience was obviously different, and then I saw how he was with them. And so going into this house, I actually had a conversation. I didn't know how I was going to be with Jenna. It's not that I cared, mm-hmm. but I'm like, that's just a weird situation.
Yeah.
And so I said to her, she said something about Zach, and, like, should I talk to him? Like, he's not going to talk to you. You mm-hmm. should go talk to him. Because mm-hmm. that's just how he is. It's not that he probably wanted to. He just is not going to be the one to make the first move.
And why should she talk to him, though? Like, he cheated on her.
I don't necessarily... I don't know that she should or shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know their situation or their story. And obviously, like, that's what was shown that mm-hmm. happened. And there's probably more details to that. But she still loved him. Obviously, you can tell yeah. that she still liked him. So she wanted to speak to him. So obviously, I'm going to give her advice based on that.
And that is really cool of you. Because I feel like we see that with a lot of couples that are formed in this house. Automatically, the previous person that dated that person hates the new person that they're hooking up with. Right. So
it was ancient times for me. I was even saying before, it feels like that never even happened in my life because it's so long ago that no one even affects me. Even in the first challenge house with everything with John A, that didn't affect me. And people were like mind blown. They were like, how do you not care? I'm like, because I didn't want to be with him. So why would I care?
And, and everyone handles it different. Now, Dario did. Yeah, I'm asking. In the house, was it awkward? Obviously, your relationship with mm-hmm. Ashley didn't happen until later in the season.
Mm-hmm.
But when you guys were progressing.
Right. Not at all. For whatever reason, that never, I think maybe, if anything, recently, like, it may have popped into my mind. But at mm-hmm. that time, there was zero of me that cared. I used to wake up. It was funny because... So we would sleep together, not like sleep together, but physically sleep together. Yeah. And I would wake up and go into the kitchen every morning, and it would be all the champs, all the older guys, and mm-hmm. they would like give me shit every morning. And not
for sleeping with
not,
Ashley,
not ragging, like... no, not ragging on her, just like oh my god. They just said all kinds of stuff.
Because they're probably not used to being respectful guys and like... They're,
you know, they just, I don't know. They just bust my balls. But Zach never, you know... it was never, you
Someone's
know...
even more awkward.
Yeah, it was just like annoying to deal with. You don't have to deal with that in the real world. And, you know...
I think it
wasn't a big deal.
The way that me and him interacted, too, played a part. Like, me and Zach we all traveled to freaking Thailand, which takes hours and hours and hours and hours.
Right.
And so, like, we got time to just, like, hang out like normal people. I mean, mm-hmm. we live nowhere near each other, so I didn't see him in years.
Without
and it was
the cameras.
Just normal. It didn't feel awkward. It didn't feel like we dated. It just felt normal. And so for us to hang out inside the house and it just not be awkward made it easier, I think, because it didn't... There's no tension. It wasn't like I was acting like anything. Nothing was brought up. It was just easy.
And the focus was more on Zach and Jenna anyway,
yeah,
because
course.
Their relationship was so out there.
Of course.
Yeah. All right.
Poor
well,
Jenna.
Let's get down to some real business.
Yes.
And let's get into the elimination and the challenge. Now, we left last week's episode with Daria voting in Sylvia.
Yeah.
Now... on the episode, you said that you thought she was the weakest.
Side going on.
Right. Do you still stand by that?
At that point, it's hard to discuss things without revealing anything, but at that point, she showed every sign of being the weakest girl, and at that point in the game, I hadn't chosen which side I wanted to be on.
Right.
I was kind of just like a free-falling guy. Mm-hmm. I was really quiet. So I didn't know anyone anything, and no one... aside maybe Amanda, who I was good friends with on the girl side, no one ever came up to me and was like, yo, I got you, you know? So I didn't feel like I owed anyone anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I said her name and she kind of looked at me like, how could you choose me? I took offense because it's her first season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to use that saying, but it's your first season. You came in last. It's like when you get picked last in kickball. Does that mean you're the worst? Kind of.
Now, did her
you know
coming,
what I mean?
Yeah. But for choosing her reason, prove yourself.
Right. And I felt like her getting mad at me was like, you should know that because of what I've done, that you shouldn't put me... Like, there was...
Like, what'd you do?
There was no prior. Yeah. There was nothing prior. You're new. You came in last, so... Hey.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't... I'm sorry. I didn't want to...
Just breaking our equipment.
I know.
Sylvia, what are you doing to him?
It's not like I chose to make that decision on the spot. You know, that was just, You saw how Ashley acted.
Well, wasn't it on the spot when you had to vote them in?
Yeah, it was after that. He said choose right there, right at the challenge.
Which, by the way, none of us knew that was the way it was going to be.
Right.
So we
could tell. I mean, Ashley was looking around like she just got a family member died. Yeah. Exactly. She's like, what in the world just happened to
dramatic.
Me? But it's great.
But even introduced at that point, like, we all knew we were competing against each other, but we didn't know our eliminations would not be against them. So it was
twist
like an eye-opener for us.
Season.
We were like, well, this sucks. You know?
Well, no,
we thought
safe.
At first we're like, no offense to everyone. We were like, oh, we'll definitely get to the final. And now we're like, oh, shit.
And then you score first. You get to pick who goes in. But then somebody could turn the tables and score. Or,
but
I'm sorry,
that
pick, throw you right back
TJ
in.
Didn't say that right away.
Right, exactly.
So when the girls got to pick, like, he said it after Ashley picked. And that was how it really happened. So I felt like I was pumped. Because he didn't tell her that, hey, you can pick Dario. Right. So it was cool. But, you know, me and Sylvia are fine. At the time, though, she was, I mean, I was like, damn, is whatever. I don't even know her last name, but I felt like I had her last name. Like, she was family.
I feel like it could have been anybody that voted her in. She was just so quick to jump on the defense because she heard her name and was like, what? Why me?
Well, but at the same time, before that, a lot of people were already calling her weak, even though she had already went into an elimination camp.
That's true. She had a chip on her shoulder.
I don't know the name of the challenge, the one with the cage.
We do, totally, right?
I forgot. Cage and Rage, was it? I don't know.
Sure, yeah, Cage and Rage.
Cage and Rage.
Ranger in the cage.
LaToya and Sylvia.
TJ? You got TJ's number, right?
I don't know. LaToya and Sylvia, poor girls, they needed like a water break. They were really, really tired. And it was obvious that, you know, they're not in the best physical shape. And there was just enough there for me to say, okay, I feel confident that it's not going to come back and hurt me.
Well, we'll get into that later.
Right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to see you, Paulina, before I start jumping all over the map.
This is called the Fortress, where they all go and someone goes home. Tonight's game was Tuck, Tuck, Bang, Bang. We've got Sylvia versus
Sounds like
Kayla,
something sexual, you
and
said.
Shane
Did you laugh or not?
Yes, we did.
People hit me up about that. I was like, okay.
I did.
Do you know the No Quitters, not to give them credit?
Yeah, No Quitters
Barstool
podcast. We know you, Barstool.
They hated me. For a long time.
Oh, I know. I saw them too.
And now they're like evolving into like.
Now they're
because of me.
I think it is.
They're like, Dario made me laugh.
I needed
her tonight.
Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah.
That's exactly
right. I know the No Quitters podcast.
She does her research.
She does. Yeah, you're prepared.
I know Barstool. But yeah, like, and we were talking about this a little before we came into studio, that you've evolved a lot since when you were first on the show. You've matured, you changed, and you said that you kind of don't even really watch the full episodes anymore. Tell everybody why, your reasoning behind that.
I'm not going to say I don't watch them. I do watch them.
Right.
But here's the thing with that show is, like, there are things you can say while you're filming the show that's going to draw the camera's attention, and they're going to come over and they're going to film what you say. Like, if me and you are sitting down and I'm like, hey, so what do you think the next challenge is going to be?
Right.
Cameras are going to come, they're going to record that, and it's going to get on TV. The problem is we're around each other 24/7. I don't give a fuck what the challenge is going to be. I don't want to talk about it. It's the last thing I want to talk about.
Right.
I want to talk about chocolate and my girl.
And your girl.
Oh, right? Chocolate and my girl. Getting out of my girl.
I'm kidding.
But anyways, you don't want to talk about those things. And it, look, like, we get it. You don't know what it's going to be. So watching it just reminds me of how annoying some of the things are. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. And it just gets repetitive. So,
yeah, but we do have to hand it to you guys for staying so low when the cameras are around and you're just like drinking, you're stuck in this house all day. It's so easy to get trapped in that world where you're bored, you're delusional, and you're kind of like creating drama and cameras are drawn to you. So you guys did a great job of just, you know, not letting it affect you too much.
I haven't really like found someone like her on or off TV. So when you get, when you get that, it's so much easier. You know, we could talk about,
we would sit there and talk for hours at night. We'd be the last ones to go to sleep.
Oh God, this high school couple right now.
You
go to sleep first.
I was like, do not let me fall asleep in here. I'm going to my bed. That's what I would say every night. And he's like, okay, I'll wake you up.
That's so funny because all the other girls are like, whose bed am I sleeping in tonight?
No, I was like, you better wake me up.
All right, back to this tuck, tuck, bang, bang. Sylvia and Kayla, What is the strategy that you would have going into this? Because this seems like there's not a big platform to run to push the cart.
Yeah. No. We all talk about strategy while right. they're prepping and getting everything ready. And we on our side, we were talking about what they should do, and we kind of knew right off the bat like what the angle should be. We can't tell them, or we're not going to. We're just gonna like observe. But you could tell pretty much who was doing it right and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it was just getting a groove, to be honest. And like I think people thought that the tougher, the stronger were gonna win, and so it was a little disappointing for some that they didn't. Mm-hmm. But that's this game. This game isn't not necessarily strength sometimes when you think it is. It's not necessarily brains when you think it is. Right. It's sometimes right. luck. It's so all over the place. You really can't predict what's gonna happen.
And I mean, I was actually truly shocked that Sylvia won. I mean,
right?
I'm sure you
she
were.
She was cruising. It was
every time she heard talk about further, I punched myself in the balls. I'm done.
So you were punching yourself in the balls. You were getting blue balls. Jeez, Dario. Like,
balls weren't in good shape.
Dario's balls are not in good shape this entire uh-huh.
no.
season.
Not really. Not really.
Yeah, no, that was completely surprising.
And what they didn't show, when Tony went, he actually broke his tuk-tuk. Broke. They took what, like an hour?
You know the part that like went up that you were running into?
Yeah.
He was hitting it so hard that it like fell forward and they had to rebuild it. And we
tuck, tuck down. They called AAA and everything.
Yeah. That's a buzzkill. That's blue balls right now. You get going.
So imagine that. You
got to
reset.
And then you're tuck-tuck.
How long do these eliminations actually last? Does it just depend on the challenge? I mean, it seems like you guys
are just there. It depends on everything. Weather, like all sorts of stuff.
That one too.
That one rained and then they had just built the set. So there was like it's like sheetrock, you know how it's like glass. So we were all sitting down on it, so there was like glass, like so yeah, we're sitting there like, why am I itchy? And everyone was oh shit. And some girls had like shorts on.
Yeah.
Like it's the stuff like that you guys don't see.
Yeah. It was
in?
Stuff they don't want to be like, oops, like empty, we made a boo-boo and now everybody's all the
itchy.
Equipment's breaking, everybody's getting high.
They brought like welders in. They were welding the whole inside
crazy.
With bars. They had to fix everything.
So then you kept going that night. It wasn't like, all right,
yeah,
let's
we kept
cut,
going that night.
We'll do this another night. All right.
We sit there in the rain and wait for it to happen.
Yeah, and I thought, I mean, Shane, like, he likes to say that he's underestimated, and he very well may be, but mm-hmm. there was no doubt that he was, I thought, the smartest person mm-hmm. on our side. Like, he's a very smart dude, he knows what he's doing, and the challenge isn't all about, like, you know, like,
it may
help you here and there, but Shane is a good competitor, you know, and mm-hmm. I think sometimes he, you know, thinks that, or I don't know, maybe they made it look that like he wasn't that good, but at least I was very aware that he was a dangerous person to go against.
My team definitely knew that, but they've all experienced him. I didn't know Shane, knew they had gone on challenges mm-hmm, with him. And
exactly. He's a really good guy, too. Yeah. You guys would love him. Yeah.
I was watching him.
I think he's so sweet.
Nice.
I've said that
really
since the first episode.
Funny. Yeah.
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 Great and I think guy. That he definitely has a chip on his shoulder as well because he's with the underdogs.
And he's
no offense to you, he's older. He's been on so many challenges. He was on the first Road Rules with Darrell, who was coming back as a champion. So.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so
such a good memory.
Imagine he's playing.
She knows everything.
That's somebody who was in middle school by the time he was first on the MTV challenges. So it's crazy. He's like, I really just have to destroy this and win. There's no way I can't.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to pick your brain a little bit because this is your second challenge, mm-hmm. and you're not wrapped up in the drama. You're not very vocal. You're kind of quiet, but you pull your weight.
Yeah,
you're good because you won. So what's your whole team, you're coming as a champ, whose team are you on, what's your strategy, what's your angle going into this? Because
we didn't even know, showing up the first day, we didn't know we were staying behind and like had this whole team thing. We didn't even know going into the first day when we met them that we were going to be a team until like, we saw our jerseys, just like that. We were worried, like, are we going to be, like, what's going to happen? Are we against each other?
Is
this, like, free agents? We honestly thought it was free agents most of the time. Or we were going to be paired up with someone. Mm-hmm. That's what we kept thinking. Like, they're going to pair us with, like, one of the people that are already there.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, that would have been fun, right?
Yeah.
I'm always really quiet. That's kind of just my personality. But that doesn't mean I'm not observant. I'm very observant. And I think before I talk. I think before I act. I think before everything, which most people don't there. So, it's just because you get caught up. So, mm-hmm. I don't really get caught up in drama. And I don't, those things. And I am strong. Like, I train. And I can definitely hold my own in that capacity, so it kind of plays in my favor. I didn't really know what to do with this one because I knew I was almost the underdog in my team, okay. Which I was. I mean, a lot of people are like, you've only done one challenge. I was like, yeah, but if you think about it, I did one challenge, I won. It wasn't too hard, and who else can say they did that?
Good.
Like, right. In reality, it's like people
like
hate on that all the time, and I was like,
episode on their first one, and you
won. How many challenges have you won?
Like, yeah.
How can you hate on me for that? Like, so I definitely knew, though, but within my team, like, I hadn't done elimination rounds like all the girls had. I hadn't, you know, competed, and I don't have the experience, so I was like, if anything, I know I'm going to be the first target. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew all that stuff going into it, so I kind of just had an open mind about it.
So with it only being your second challenge, when you and the champions all got together, mm-hmm. what was your relationship like with them? Were you friends with them right away, or did it take a while?
I knew nobody.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. I had met Laura once when I went to watch DM do a reunion show. Okay. So I met her that one time, and I met Johnny at his 30th birthday party with DM. The only reason why I even knew any of them was through DM. Yeah. I knew nobody. Oh, so what's cool is when we were at the hotel, we had an extra like 10 days back in the States before we left or something like that. Camilla actually came and stayed at my house. And so I got to know her for, like, almost a week, was actually really cool because then I had someone closer. And then, you know, I was in the hotel room with Cara, so I got to have conversations with her. Because even though I was on a show, I didn't get to, like, really conversate with the other teams with the first challenge because we were playing our own game.
Yeah.
Like,
it was the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had nothing to do with, like, them. So it was good that I got to spend time with her. And then traveling, you just get to know people really quick.
So you got to bond a lot before
like a 40-hour travel day. Okay. You definitely...
So by the time you got in the house, you guys all felt like you'd be a team together. Okay.
Yeah, and
good
we weren't really gunning for each other, so it was kind of... It was nice.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of travel day, I want to get this rumor...
Oh, yeah. Mile high, right?
About Jenna and Bruno on the plane.
You know, I wasn't there, so it's all you.
Yeah, Dario, pick it up. You were on the plane.
Yeah, they were a few rows in front of me.
So not first class seat to it.
No, no. I saw them next to each other, and then, you know, I was out. I fell asleep.
I feel like I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I feel like he went past.
Pass out.
I wasn't, but I know they were next to each other, and, you know, I mean... I wouldn't be surprised, but again, I knocked out. They were next to each other.
I feel like it's so random, though, because we didn't see anything else with them the entire first four or five episodes. Like, there was no flirting after that. They didn't even talk. So why did they hook up on the plane then?
You know, I'm cool with
so
Bruno.
So random.
He slept next to me. We would, yeah, next to me.
He did. She thought I slept next to you.
Yeah.
What? She sleeps like what happened after
on
I like, went on a
no,
run?
No. Ashley sleeps on me. We're at the shelter, you know, we had those crappy, you know, like beds.
Yeah. Like cots, really.
And,
oh, the shelter, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And the bug nets or whatever. So mine was here. Bruno's was next to me. But I remember him specifically saying, and I knew this prior, but... Mm-hmm. He was like, she won't even look at me. She's like, she was acting really different. And I know people were told that later on. But to me, I was like, oh, well, Zach's coming like that. You know, like we knew. It just wasn't a big deal. And I think Jenna, once she found out that, not found out, but once she realized, hey, they may be coming.
Mm-hmm. There's a twist,
brakes came up. You know, I don't want to be on anyone. Now, whether she was or she wasn't, I don't know. But she definitely switched up how she was acting.
It's a really good point. Very interesting. So it seems like something may have gone down, but
right.
I'm on Jenna's side. Why can't she do whatever she wants to do? She wasn't dating him. He cheated on her. She doesn't need to get all upset and cry. So I feel really bad for her in this situation.
I think sometimes you want to defend yourself just because you do.
Because people
and you
are
don't
talking
have
about
to,
you.
But it's like an instinct of human beings. We want to like make everyone believe whatever it is that you think happened or is that your opinion about it. So I felt kind of bad for her because what's the point? What was the point of that whole thing? Which
it was
just to get
and the other
you know,
girls.
And
well, that's what reality
like,
show is.
No, it is.
It's drama. That's
and honestly, it probably
watch,
started
whether it's true or not.
Ding, ding, ding.
And it kind of started as like a harmless like one-on-one conversation,
yeah,
like
exactly.
As like casual, like oh this might happen, like not really starting it, but it explodes inside those houses,
so easily
and everyone catches on,
house.
And then
yeah.
It just becomes like a way bigger deal than it ever was intended to be or needed to be.
And especially if you have people who are so young who are just get caught up in that drama, who just want to start rumors
and guess
just
what?
Because and yeah,
if you start talking about it, guess what comes? The camera. and what comes with the camera,
run
more
close
time
up.
On the TV.
And that's
means
why
more
got
followers,
yeah.
Right? Oh, I hit 40K. You know what I mean? Like, it just, exactly. We live in a world now where it's just, you know, how many followers do you have?
Also, when you're in a house and you're doing nothing, like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like, you
it's
literally so sit there and drink. Yeah. Hang out at the pool, tan a little bit, you go to the gym because you know you need an hour of that every day.
The Oasis just, gym, I know. Here we are, like, saying.
Which was nothing. It was like a little room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had Darrell giving me workouts. I'm like, okay, you have to train me because I like don't know what to do in this
all
thing.
The champs are like so seasoned and trained. I'm sure between all of them, you got great workouts in while you were there.
Crazy work. Even in the hotel, like on the way, we were in Thailand for like 4 days, which is really upsetting because we actually took a lot of footage and they didn't play half of it yet. We have
a whole champs cam.
Oh, no, we have a whole champ cam from the spa one day, and I hope they play this because it's disturbing.
Oh, well, hopefully they do, because we need to know more about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
It's funny.
What are you guys up to now? Now that you guys are done filming, and of course you guys can't tell us anything and don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to now? You guys live here in L.A.
I got back and just went right back to it. I've been working at Brick CrossFit for... my gosh, like 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. So I started working again and just getting back to the swing of things. He, on the other hand, has been...
Oh, yeah, I'm all over the place.
You know, all over the place.
Real estate, right? That was where we last left off with you.
Originally, I dabbled with real estate. I say dabbled because it was a short period of time.
Dabbed before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You started saying dabbed. Okay. So he doesn't dance, but he dabs, ladies and gentlemen.
But I was lucky enough to... get to work with some high-end individuals in real estate. It was fun. It wasn't for me. It wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically enough, hosting was something that I've always wanted to do. I moved out here to do that. Lately, because you guys know how it is. It's a process. Hosting, mm-hmm. It's not just like, hey, you're going to E! News tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm
going to
be famous in 1 second.
It's
put
like
me
being
on the
an
news.
Actor. You got to go to auditions.
You got
to
build that resume.
Portfolio. You got to get experience.
It's tough.
It's so hard.
So
it's a long time.
I think it's no secret. I love talking, and if you love talking, and
I could not tell
if you're a confident individual, sales is a great industry to go into. So anyone that's interested in a career, sales. I'm a big sales guy. I read a lot on sales. That's correct.
YouTube.
It makes you watch it.
I'm big
all
on
night.
It.
It's like I wake up at 2 a.m. He's like on the computer.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
I'm big into that. I'm very money driven. And I've recently been in medical sales. So.
Okay.
That's what I do, and hopefully, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm kind of worried about tomorrow and not later on. I drive
her.
Poor girl.
Later on is the babies and the ring.
Yeah, she has to listen to so much. I mean, it's a lot.
You and Corey are going to get your own radio show or come on After Buzz every week because he loved it last week too.
He loved it.
Yeah, he stayed like 20 minutes after, was just taking all these videos and pictures with
the
microphone. Like, I was like, oh, I got to get into radio, have my own show.
He's mentioned radio.
YouTube would be fun to listen to.
Right? So, guys, if you had a show, that's how a lot of people get started now. It's a podcast and getting viewers and all that stuff.
And make sure you stay with us. You're not going on No Quitters podcast.
Me and him.
You're staying on After
Buzz,
not Barstool.
Me and him do well. Mind you, me and Corey, after Are You the One, after I finished Are You the One, we ended up linking up over the phone. I was still in college. And, wow. At that time, he's like, you're going to get on the challenge, trust me, and I'm going to get back on because he had a hurt knee.
Yeah.
And
it's surgery. Was
next thing you know, we get on. We've been roommates every season. Obviously, there was a little hiccup where I put him in. And shabada shabada shabada.
Everybody always does, though.
Yeah, but overall, Corey, he's a really good person. He's very positive. There's just not a bad bone in his body. So we've, you know, I'm very fortunate where I was able to come in and have an immediate friend. And I think we do well bouncing off each other. I'm more of like a slick back. Corey's like a like hoodie. And
yeah.
Like,
he is Mr.
Know?
Smooth.
Yeah. He's good, though. He's good.
Totally.
You got to find him a girl.
I know.
Keep him low.
He had a girl, though.
I think he's fine finding girls.
I think he's had many girls.
I think
he's okay
there. I think
there.
He can find them. It's just...
keeping them.
Does he want to wipe them up?
You said it. I didn't know what word to use. Keeping them or trying to have them not... do things
he
that he doesn't
found
like.
The one yet.
He had a serious girlfriend on Bloodlines. She would write him notes and
yes,
she would read
them.
Yes,
but then he hooked up with Anissa, right?
Yeah, and it was kind of... I don't know if it was going down the drain, but he... You know, I don't know. He wasn't all in, but he was all in, kind of. It was a weird situation.
Makes sense.
It was a weird situation. But he did have a girl, and, you know, ladies out there, if you like him, he'll date. He will.
Slide in the DM.
Yeah.
Is that how that song goes?
Dario,
you know how it goes.
You know what's funny?
She's trying to act like she doesn't know
how it goes.
I was having this discussion with her. about guys and DMs and if guys hit up the girl. And obviously, like, my chick's on TV. That's going to happen. Yeah. But one thing I will say, when I post a picture of her, and I don't post, you know, a crazy, but I posted a few of her, I will not tag her. You know why? Because
then you get all the guys.
And then guys complain, like, oh, why are
they
people
hitting
them?
You?
No, they message her.
Right.
Because I tag her. It's like, it's not an open invite. So recently, I've tagged her as...
When my click, chick.
No, don't play yourself.
He's just not gonna
it's one thing if you know her from the show, but I'm not gonna fucking... Oops, excuse me. Excuse my language. I'm not gonna advertise to, hey, go follow my girl and hit her up.
Like, here she is. Nah. Here's all of her social media, even though we're like, oh, find her on Twitter. Here. Yeah.
Too late.
Check it out. Sorry, Daria.
You ain't gonna find it through me.
We made it easy for everybody. Yeah, because you're even private on Instagram, I believe.
You are too, aren't you?
So you guys trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah, in a sense.
I had like a crazy
Tell
situation
me about that.
That just happened to me with this girl, like, stole my identity, but in like a really creepy way. Like, she was taking all my pictures basically, and like
catfishing.
Yes, total catfish. She created this like Instagram, which that's not abnormal. That's happened before.
Right. Right.
But and some guy DM'd me and like said, hey, like, this girl, you know, was using your pictures. I was gonna meet up with her. I'm like, well, that sucks. And I didn't really think anything of it.
Right.
And then this other guy, like, a couple months later, Snapchat me, like, sent me a message and was like, I have to tell you about this girl. It's kind of crazy. And I'm like, okay, I've heard about her, whatever.
I'm so scared.
Then he sends me pictures of like letters she wrote to him saying that she's been using like my face basically to like lure people in, and then she would send them like nudes, but obviously her face isn't in it, and like videos for money. So this girl was making money off of me for like a year straight, and she's like, she confessed to him because she like liked him, I guess. I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
Over the last, what, 2 weeks, there's been probably 50 people hit me up. I had to get her like taken off of Instagram.
And
like,
thinking that you were the nude.
Well, what happened was Instagram like got her account like taken off or whatever,
right.
And then they made the mistake, which I told them, I don't know if I want this. They merged her followers with me, so they all just thought I gained like all these followers, and these guys were like, "So where have you been? I haven't heard from you." I'm like, "Nah, it's not me."
Oh, that is so crazy.
So I had to explain myself to all these people. He's like, why are you explaining yourself? I'm like, because these guys think they're dating me.
Yeah.
Like, or it was so creepy. It was so creepy, but...
Is that done with now? Or
apparently,
still getting...
but she's probably going to start another one. Who knows?
Oh, no, my God.
People are crazy.
You can never be too
careful.
You really
can't. Insane.
And so we're just like, let's put it on private, because at least that's like a step in the right direction.
I accept everybody.
Well, like, we'll put it on
half
private. We'll accept everybody.
I saw you in private, and I was going to follow you, but we hadn't met yet, so I was like, is he going to think this is weird or creepy if I'm asking to follow him?
Yeah,
so I'll just wait
she does too.
I don't know.
So it's all just a front.
It's hard because social media is so... It's like there's so many pluses and so many negatives to
it's
it.
Negatives. I told her a few months after the show, once I get them followers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need a break. I think everyone deserves a break. It's just...
Just shut it down.
Come on. At least take it off your phone. You don't have to delete the whole thing, but take it off your phone. Relax. There's more to life. Put your head up.
Yeah.
You know,
we check each other all the time. Like, he'll be on his phone, I'm like, why are you on Instagram? Or he'll be like, so what are you doing over there?
I really am so good at
being
honest.
We go to Bible study on Wednesdays.
Do you?
We're every Wednesday. She actually got me into it.
Or not.
No, I'm dead
serious.
No, we do.
Serious. Okay, you said it like a sarcastic vibe. You're like, yeah, we totally go to Bible study.
No, I do. I was religious, but I didn't grow up interested at all in it.
Practicing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a big part of her life, and she values it. So when I came out here, I was like, I'm going to have to give it a shot. I'm going to be living with this
guys.
Girl.
You guys.
She's just trying to spoon all of you right now.
Yep.
No,
and
do.
And I went.
Don't worry.
I already fell for it.
We go every Wednesday, and anyways, she was on her phone, and it's funny because she brought me this Bible study, and she loves it, and I'm like, get off your phone. Like, what are you doing? And it was...
I was actually
praising the Lord right now. Stop texting.
Judah
Smith.
He was
like, your phone is annoying me.
Shout out to Judah Smith.
He's amazing.
Like,
if
the
you guys
number
go.
One pastor. I mean, this guy, Justin Bieber was there last week.
Okay,
this
I was
going to
say.
This is his guy.
Him? Mm-hmm.
unbelievable. He makes the Bible like 106 and Park from Batman.
That's amazing. I feel like I have to go just to see what that's like.
He wears ripped jeans and Chelsea boots. He's amazing. You know, he's legit. He's cool. Good dude.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well. I think I can say that we'll see you again in a future challenge.
You think so?
I'm going to assume yes. Will we see you again if they offer it to you?
I don't know.
Will you guys come
we'll
together?
We'll see.
Can we see you on we one of these episodes?
We go back and forth with that. We're like, should we go together? Should we not? That might be bad. That could be good.
Because there's now I'm in a different position. And
true.
I tell her that.
True.
Okay, now I like, you know, I don't want to use the L word.
He loves me.
I'm not taking it that far. But you know what I'm saying, okay? It's a different.
He said babies before, I'm pretty sure you can say the L word.
Right. You know, I wake up to this woman. I sleep with this woman. I do everything with her. Now I got to be put in the house and reminded of whatever. Look, a part of me is like, yo, you're being immature. Do whatever you got to do. But I need to make a path for myself outside of that show.
Yeah.
Or else it's going to be a cycle and I'm going to continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk a lot about money.
You're going to be Johnny Bananas then.
Yeah. And I tell her, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do all this stuff. That's not going to take care of nobody. Okay? Even if you win, it's okay. But
$100,000. How long is it going to last you?
It's not going to.
Approximately.
Well, I can tell you.
It'll change your life, you know, a little bit, but it ain't gonna.
It's a quick fix, though. And a quick fix of money makes you, puts you in
a great
place.
Cushion. I mean,
well, you'll get what happens is the cycle of the show. You'll go on, you'll make money, and then you kind of chill, and you can't come right back to your job half the time because you were gone for 2 months,
right.
So you can't do that. And then by the time the next one comes, like, oh, do you want to do another show? And you're like, well, you know, I kind of need some money, so why not? And it just becomes a cycle.
It lasts you your unemployment time.
Yep.
She had the big bucks. I didn't even win that much either.
Like, because we won a team of four, so it's a lot less than people have won.
Are you still living off of that? You still have some of that money?
No.
Dang, that quick?
Yeah, I got four Louis bags.
That was years ago.
I'm such like a cereal saver, though. I feel like I'd be a little crazy about it.
Some people.
I lived off of it though for years. I lived in New York City, like high price places, and I'm very good with my money. Very, very good with my money. But it goes, you know. It doesn't last forever.
He's living with her.
Are you the one? When I won, I was a junior in college. They sent me a check, $33,000.
Best. Check right. ever as a junior in college? Are you kidding
me? I tell everyone.
You're so young.
Shots on me.
I tell everyone. Oh no, shots God. And Taco Bell for all my boys the rest
shots
of the year.
Taco
God, I'm not kidding.
I want to see dinner. We're the biggest advocates of Taco Bell.
When you're
Bell,
drunk
so.
Late night, it's like Taco
Why do we not
Bell.
Have it right in front of us?
I crushed it. I went to Vegas.
Did you go to the Cantina one? The Taco Bell Cantina.
You can get
Vegas.
Can't you get married there now?
Taco Bell
at Taco Bell?
Vegas,
I
never
did. I don't know.
I swear in my life.
Yeah, really?
Didn't my brother post about Taco Bell? You can get married in Vegas at Taco Bell now.
Shout out to Chris Kelsey. KK. But anyways.
What you doing.
In Vegas, so I spent a lot of money in college, and then I went to Vegas. I mean, my money went so quick. This was my first time ever. Now, Leroy, I don't know if... Leroy,
we know who Leroy is.
I love him.
He's like my brother.
Love him.
I was
he
living
lives
with
there.
Him. I was living with him. He really... I mean, he let me use his car. He's gone out of his way for me. He is a... Beyond a friend. Like, one of my really... I mean, you've seen how many times... Come on. Anyhow.
He's great.
So I went to go visit him, and I had a suite at Caesar's Palace.
Okay,
I got
as a
money.
Junior in college. God.
I upgraded.
So
we got
jealous.
A piano in there. I mean,
so you tried to recreate the hangover, is what it's
it
essentially.
Was, yeah, and my
did
money,
you,
my
did
money
you
was gone.
Mike Tyson's tiger as well, or
I tried.
Okay,
I tried.
He was unavailable. You know, he was booked that weekend.
Now I go to McDonald's and I order 2 Big Macs and nuggets. And when I get to the window, I say, and they say $5.20. I'm like, take off the nuggets. Like that.
Make it a
times have changed.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you guys were able to come in. You guys are more than welcome to come back at any time that you
love
want.
You guys.
Can
Thank
you tell
you
everybody
for
where
us.
They can find you on social media? One more time, even
don't
though you don't
Instagram.
Accept everybody.
Yeah. Well, they might accept you anyway.
Don't do Ashley's social media anymore.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Out.
Hey, she's going to give it up. You go ahead.
No, give out whichever one you...
Okay,
you not use any of them?
Yeah, I mean, Instagram I use the most, just Ashley Marie Kelsey. Twitter for the show, Ashley Marie MTV.
There you go.
Dario. I don't know why they're laughing.
You get really
okay.
into your life.
I know. Dario. Madrano. That's it. That simple. Instagram.
There you go.
Like I said, I don't use Twitter that much, so don't hit me. I won't hit you.
All right, there you go.
Where can they find you?
So, guys, once again, my name is Jenna. You can find me on Twitter at @Jenna_Bussier.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at @PaulinaMAguilar. Thank you guys for joining, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
I think I saw
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.